What's up, baby? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all are listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Going over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen, baby. Make sure y'all download the Just a Touch of J. Y'all like that? I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Going over to my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby. Oh, I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? You're listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. And check me out on Beat Break Radio, 87 FM. Y'all hear that? This is Just a Touch of J. Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh? What y'all out there doing? Oh my gosh, what are y'all out there doing? Y'all out there living your best life, doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. I know you are. And why do I tell you that I know that y'all are out there being thorough and wise and just shining on them because they hate it, baby, huh? Number one, first of all, because God made you that way. Yes, yeah, shout out to you, God. Oh my gosh, he's a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. Yes, and what is the second reason why I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby, huh? Come on. First of all, and second of all, because y'all out here listening to me. And this is Just a Touch of J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. Yes, you got to be thorough and wise. Definitely, if you out here listening to me. Now listen, what's the third thing that I tell y'all? Because y'all know it's a third thing that I tell y'all too. I gotta give a shout out to my haters. And what do I say to these haters, y'all? Come on, say it with me. Hi, haters. Cause y'all need this work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. How y'all out there doing? Oh my gosh. Now listen, if you're just coming over to the whole Just a Touch of J experience and you like, wait a minute, hold on, what's going on with this girl Jay? And why is she giving a shout out to her haters? Well, first of all, haters acknowledgement backwards. Okay. So when the haters, the naysayers, and the disbelievers, and all those people come over, and you know, because you out there shining on them, you know, and they hate it, baby. They come over like, wait a minute, hold on, what's going on with her? You know, you got to put it out there in pieces for them, all right? And this is why. Because what God's word says is, I will prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. I'm going to anoint your head with oil, and your cup's going to run over, right? So, God sometimes uses this bait. You know, he put you out there in pieces for him, baby, okay? And he put you out there in pieces, and they like this. Is that my boy over there shining on? That my girl over there shining on? They trying to figure out what's going on because, see, the light disturbs the darkness, okay? Imagine you being in your room, right? You're in your room, you're in your bedroom, you're knocked out, you sleep. You know, you like this. You knocked out, okay? You in that deep, deep REM sleep, okay? Now, look, somebody come in and hit that light switch like, okay, and when they hit the light switch, it kind of disturbs you, wakes you up, you know, y'all hear that? It wakes you up, it disturbs you. So when the haters and the naysayers and the disbelievers and they all start coming over, because God put you out there in pieces for them, sometimes he's using that light that shines bright like a diamond to disturb them, to wake them up. And this is Just a Touch of J, baby, y'all hear that? I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. So look, have y'all been going all over to my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby? Have y'all? Because mama been dropping some pieces for y'all, you know, out there too. I'm putting it out there in pieces for you. Just little pieces to my puzzle. You know, I got a few things that's, you know, that was going on in my life that I'm coming out of. Okay. And the second thing that I want to tell y'all about this whole thing coming out of is that I told y'all they had found mold in my house, right? We put these little mold plates in there and, you know, we found mold in our house, right? So, you know, the lawyers and the people told me, you know, you're going to have to get this air quality test thing done. And, you know, I had left the house about a month ago. I'm living in a hotel, baby. This is just a touch of it. I said, I can't be up in there. So we get the air quality test done. And guess what? It revealed pieces, baby. Oh, Lord, pieces to my puzzle. You know, of my current health issue that I'm coming out of. Thank you, Jesus. This is just a touch of Jay. He got them pieces. Yes. So what it revealed was, is that the mold spores that were outside of my home, okay, it was five of them that they found inside of my home. But the ones that were outside of my home were like 27, 200. The ones that were just in my bedroom alone, 1,700. Over 1,700, y'all. This is just a touch of Jay. The mold spores got into my lungs, created fungus and mold and all up in my upper body. And, you know, created all these bad pieces that started messing with my organs and everything. I wound up losing over 40 pounds. I couldn't see. Okay. I couldn't walk. I developed hyperosmia where I could smell 50 feet away. And that's not one thing, baby. That's everything. I could smell the kids if they was upstairs brushing their teeth. It was so strong. It was sending me in an anaphylactic shock. I felt like things was crawling all over me because histamine, it created a histamine imbalance in my body. And we all have histamines. Just imagine sneezing and everything going off inside your body. And it's like pins and needles all over. You could feel it. And this is just a touch of J, baby. I didn't have any good bacteria. And the bad bacteria started to grow. Because of the mold and the fungus. So I've been putting that out there in pieces for you. Okay? And I also put out there in pieces, you know, the healing process. I showed y'all, you know, how my hair, you know, I was telling y'all my hair had fell out. My hair was coming back. I'm going to be showing y'all those before and after pictures and everything. This is just a touch of Jay. Did a few videos, you know, and gave y'all a lot of encouragement along the way. Because that's my purpose. And I got to drop a dime on you. I got a story to tell like Biggie. I've also been giving some shout outs to some people, you know, because we're doing other things, you know, on the Just Such a Day app and things like that. You know, I'm going to talk about those pieces. And I give a shout out to my son the other day. Shout out to you, Taquam. Yes, he's amazing, y'all. Y'all got to make sure y'all follow him. But you got to go over to my name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby, to get his information. So you can go ahead and follow him. Okay, because he turned 27. Child, y'all know I'm getting old when your son turned 27. All right. Yes, he turned 27 on March the 27th. Yesterday. All right. It's 2021, baby. And this is just a touch of Jay. I just had to put that out there in pieces for you. All right. So look, we're going to skate on over to the left, to the left, to the left. So I can continue to shine bright like a diamond. Okay. And talk to y'all about making love in V's Kitchen. Yes, baby. Y'all know I love how to, y'all know I love making love in V's Kitchen. Y'all know I know how to make love in V's Kitchen, right? But because of this whole thing that I got going on, I'm only able to eat maybe like, I would say now about 10 things, okay? So I alternate them and I try to just do different things. I only use salt, can't use no pepper, no other seasonings right now. Himalayan pink salt. And sometimes that bothers me. You know, because of the minerals and things like that, because it hits my body. Anything that hits my system hits it real strong, like bam, right? So look, let me talk to y'all about zucchini, baby. Y'all know I done made songs about zucchini. Oh my gosh, I used to deal with somebody who used to make me zucchini all the time. This is just a touch of Jay, baby. I love me some zucchini. Yeah, so look, what happened is that I had tried zucchini. Child tried zucchini, no. And I tried zucchini again. No, we talking about like November, December. Because I was trying to eat. I could only eat like a spoonful. Child, it took away all my muscle mass and everything. Because my body went to starvation mode because I couldn't eat. Okay, but this just a touch. Let me put this out there in pieces for you. So I kept trying the zucchini, trying zucchini, trying zucchini. Right before I left the house, I tried zucchini. And I had one online. I told y'all, oh my God, I can eat zucchini. I was crying and everything because I was just so hyped that I could eat some zucchini. And it wasn't much. It was just a touch. You know, just a touch of the J, touch of the J, touch of the J. Y'all like it when I do it like that. But that's the song, okay? The song that got to do with just a touch of J, cannabis line. But anyway, back to these pieces. Okay, it was just a little bit that I could have. Oh my gosh, it was a little bit. It was probably like maybe like four or five slices, but I'm used to eating like a whole zucchini, baby. Like I said, this is just a touch of J. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. You know, so you know, we talking about making love Beast Kitchen, right? So the other day, I said, you know what? I got to try this again. Got to put it on my heart. Go get different vegetables. And I want you to try them one a day. So it's time for me to try zucchini. I'm like this. Because when you try it, like the histamine was coming out. I felt like things was crawling all over my face, all over my legs, my arms. I break out in rashes. Oh my gosh. So you like this, Jay? Oh my gosh, all that just to eat? You sure you want to try the zucchini, child? I said, listen, Jesus is with me, God is with me, I gotta go ahead, I gotta try the zucchini. So I go ahead, I cut it, and usually when you cut it, you can feel like the histamine start coming out, like it'll be on your face or something. So I said, oh my gosh, God said, pay attention, do you feel it? I'm like, no, I don't feel it. I said, oh my gosh, I might be able to eat these pieces. So I put it in a pan. I made my turkey because I eat turkey thighs. That's one of the things I can eat. You know, I might eat like 3 to 4 turkey thighs a day. High in calories, protein. You know, just a touch of day. Like I said, I'll put out their pieces for you. So I cut it open, right? I do my turkey. I eat my turkey because I didn't want to mix it yet because I wanted to know if I could, you know, actually be able to handle it. Sometimes you got to figure out if you can handle some things before you try them. But look, let me go ahead, okay? So I went ahead, and after I ate the turkey, I had a little bit of juice left in the turkey, okay? Now look, I'm making Love Me's Kitchen, best way I can right now, all right? So I had a little bit of that in there, right? And then I went ahead, and it was a little bit of salt from the Pink Himalayan sea salt. So I went ahead, and I said, let me just use these juices like a little gravy and go ahead and put the zucchini up in there. So I put the zucchini up in there, right? So I'm cooking the zucchini probably like 5-6 minutes. Then I bring it over, and I sit it down. And I'm like, okay, guy, you ready? And guess what, y'all? I ate a whole half of zucchini. This is just a touch of day. That's all I got for y'all for making Love Beast Kitchen, baby, because that thing, it just tastes so good to me. You know, the simple things, like zucchini. But anyway, that was making Love Beast Kitchen. So now, look, we're going to skate on over to the left, to the left, to the left, so I can do what it is that I do, that I do, that I do. It shine bright, 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 bright like a diamond. Because this is this Sunday's word. Mama got to drop a dime on you, okay? But I got to talk to you about Just a Touch of Jay's Fitness. Yeah. So look, I've been telling y'all I was working out and all that, and I had some stuff going on with my kidneys. Child. So look, I was out running and everything, and I felt like lightheaded, and I didn't know what's going on. I prayed about it, and God said, you know what? Get them to recheck your blood again Friday. So I called it, like, we can get an appointment. Yeah, you can come in. They recheck my blood, and guess what? Child, my kidney function was at 115. It was down to like 67. Now, you got to be above 60 for an African-American female, but I don't want it. I'm sorry, 112. I don't want it to be at 112 and then down to 67. No, so my doctor was panicking. I was panicking, child. I was losing all my pieces. I was trying to record messages for y'all. I couldn't. I was just messed up. Any of y'all out there messed up? Well, listen, you know, we talking about Just a Touch of Jay. You know, fitness and all of that. So, you know, I was working out, and I started doing little arm workouts and things like that. I had stopped because I was like, oh man, you know, it was just something else that had kind of like stopped me. And I'm like, you know, guys, like, don't worry about it, just take it slow, you know, walk when you can walk. And my doctor had told me to drink a lot of water, so I started drinking a lot of water, you know, doing what it is I'm supposed to do. But I couldn't drink too much water because last time I drank too much and it made my sodium be all messed up, child. It's just so many pieces. But now I want to tell y'all that I've been working out again, and if you check my blood, we don't know the results, but I do feel better. I'm going to the bathroom now because I was having certain issues where I couldn't like urinate. It was crazy, y'all, okay? And sometimes it's still a little messed up, but Just a Touch of Jay's Fitness is all about being fit and being healthy. So I said, you know what? God laid on my heart. He said, okay, I want you to go ahead and run. So I started running a little bit again. And the other day, I walked a mile. I ran a mile. I'm doing the steps, the flights of steps. Yeah, y'all, this is Just a Touch of Jay. I'm putting it out there in pieces for you, okay? So I have been doing a little Just a Touch of Jay's Fitness. Yes, and we got to talk about the Just a Touch of Jay Fitness pieces. Yeah, I'm about to start putting on my pieces and stuff and modeling for y'all when I'm showing y'all my videos of me working out, baby. Like I said, this is Just a Touch of Jay. I have to. I gotta put it out there in pieces for you. So that's thorough. And if y'all want to go ahead and check out all those fitness pieces, Just a Touch of Jay's Fit, the Just a Touch of Jay pieces, Jay's Fit pieces, is a lot of pieces, waist shapers, everything. You know, go up into my link tree. It's in all my bios. It's everything. My link tree, and my name is ONI76. Okay? Check it out. Okay? Hit the button, and y'all can go ahead and just purchase it right there. Now, you know what else you could purchase, too? You get ready to be able to purchase. Yes, tailor's fit. All the guys' stuff. I put stuff out there, pieces for guys too. And what else you're going to be able to get from out of my link tree is the Just a Touch of J Cannabis papers. For all y'all out there, you know to do what it is that you do, that you do, that you do, baby. Yeah, mama got her own rolling papers. And it's Just a Touch of J. And you know what they call? All you need is just a touch of the J. Touch of the J. Touch of the J. Y'all like it when I do it like that, like that, like that. Yes, that's my song that I had made. It's so dope. Behind Drake's Laugh. What is it? What is it called? Hold on. Cry now, laugh later, laugh down, cry later, baby. This is Just a Touch of J. There's a lot of pieces going on with that thing. It's early in the morning. I'm out here just trying to put it out there for you, okay? But yeah, I did a remake of that song. Y'all know the song I'm talking about. And it was Thurl got mad radio play. Oh my gosh, thousands, thousands of y'all. Y'all love that. Yeah. And speaking of thousands of y'all, okay, I just put out, this little song. Yeah. I put out this little song, okay? And a lot of people didn't get it. Okay, but with that, I put it out. I put out my podcast. One of my old podcasts actually got like 1,000 plays, you know, and some of them got way, way more than that. But this is one that they kind of really liked. Like, I got a lot of feedback about it. And it's called the LL Cool J, Just a Touch of J Experience. Yeah, it's all about love. I put that out there too, in pieces for y'all. So make sure y'all check that out because the numbers just keep going up, all right? And that is on the Just a Touch of J podcast because y'all got my podcast popping like popcorn, baby. Man, y'all got that podcast popping like so much popcorn. I don't know what's going on. Every time I turn around, I'm like, another thousand of one of them, another thousand of one of them, another thousand of one of them. Y'all out here listening to these pieces. And that's why I keep coming back on here, because I got a story to tell y'all like Biggie. But before I get there, I got one more thing. Got to drop a dime on y'all. I'm sorry, too. The Just a Touch of J app, okay? Doing some stuff with that, because it was a lot of stuff going on with these pieces with the app, child. Like, I didn't even know certain stuff on the app wasn't working. But you know, God laid it on my heart, you know, to check things out because we upgraded. So, you know, it's working out, but y'all are still loving it. And y'all are still supporting. Y'all hanging in there with me. And I love y'all. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for doing everything that it is that you do, that you do, that you do, baby. Just Touch J app is popping. We got something going on Sundays. Okay. Sundays is Sunday's word, where I give y'all the word of the week. Okay, and I drop a little something on y'all. That's what I'm doing today. Some pieces and a scripture of the week. And then we got Monday. Okay, Monday is What's the 411, The Wire. Yes, last Monday we just re-aired the one before that. But this one, child, we're talking about all type of pieces. Yes, y'all. Y'all want a secret? You want me to tell you some of the pieces? Okay, look, we're going to be talking about Kanye West and his 6.6, what is it, million? Now, he's billionaire now. He got a whole bunch of pieces. We're going to be talking about how Waka Flocka, he ain't making that much money like that rapper Waka Flocka. And we're going to be talking about Jay-Z. And we're going to be talking about rapper Nas. Yeah, we're going to be talking about some pieces. The Ghostface Raekwon versus battle and the Red Man and Method Man one is coming up. Oh my God, baby, this is Just a Touch of J. Keep trying to tell y'all, I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, baby. Okay, now look, the last thing is Beat Break Radio. Make sure y'all are checking me out on Beat Break Radio, top and bottom of the hour. What's the 411 wire? I'm gonna be doing another little skit on there for y'all, and I keep trying to tell y'all the Just a Touch of J show. Okay, the Just a Touch of J show. Make sure y'all check out all them pieces. 12 a.m. You know, time's going to change. But right now, we at 12 a.m. because mama going to be doing that whole Love Jones thing for y'all. Where I'll be dropping a dime on y'all with the throwback music. Oh, my gosh. Giving y'all my sexy Janet Jackson, Barry White voice. Y'all like it when I do it like that? Because this is Just a Touch of J, baby. Like I said, my last time to say this, but right now is I got to put it out there in pieces for you, all right? So look, we got to skate on over to the left, right? Because mama got to drop a dime on y'all like Biggie. Biggie Smalls the rapper. I got a story to tell, man. I got a story to tell like Biggie. So look, got to be so transparent about this, okay? This ain't nothing but the truth, because the truth going to set you free. So for like the last 2 weeks, I've been like, what am I going to talk to him about with this Sunday word? God kept bringing to me purpose. I'm like, what about purpose? What about purpose? Even yesterday, all right, I think it's about purpose. And I've been writing little points down, you know, little notes and things like that. Okay, God's bringing this to me, bringing that to me. But this morning I woke up. And when I woke up, I got a Facebook alert. That's how it goes. Boop. And I'm like, what's this? Clicked it on. And it was one of the churches that I follow on Facebook. So I'm like, God said, you know, check out them pieces. So I said, okay. Now, sometimes, you know, basically what I do on Sundays is I listen to the T.D. Jakes on YouTube, his live. I'll do Michael Todd, you know, live. And I do Keon Henderson. That's my pastor. I do that live. Shout out to y'all if y'all out there listening, because, you know, look, they be listening to me. All right, this is just a touch of Jay. They be listening. So look, let me put this out there in pieces for you. So look, so I'm sitting there and I'm listening. And I'm like, okay, this sounds like this about to be a good word. And they doing praise and worship. And I start dozing off. And I'm like, you know, God's like, wake up. So I'm like, okay, let me wake up. Let me check my blood pressure. You know, take my probiotic. You know, check my glucose. Make sure nothing's low. You know, because my body sometimes be a little off. So I check these things throughout the day. All right, and it's just a touch of Jay. All right, so look. Let me get back to these pieces. So I was sitting up there and I'm like, this is about to be a good word. So then the pastor come on, you know, he starts spending that little knowledge before he go ahead and he preach. I'm like, you know, he's trying to thorough. And I'm trying to figure out, when did I follow this dude? I don't even know his name. So I'm listening to him. So he's talking about, you know, how he has to go out here and trust people. And he said he got this guy in his church that's always coming up with crazy ideas. And this guy was like, you know what, look, I want us to go up to the mountains and we're gonna bring the guitars and we're gonna do these video shoots. So he's talking about how he start going up to the mountain, right? And they like way out no man's land. And he's talking about how he sees the trees and the trees don't have no fruit. You know, he out there, out in the wilderness, okay? Look, he said, he started thinking about how they don't got no weapons, they don't got nothing, and they just way up there. A guitar, some video cameras, a little music, ain't no trees, got no fruit on them, no nothing. He just out there in the wilderness, and he said that he suffers from, like, you know, allergies and stuff. So he said he started popping, you know, his allergy medicine, you know, a couple Claritins, you know, to help him while he out there in the wilderness. Anybody out there doing stuff? When you out there in the wilderness? All right, this just touch Jay. Come on, follow these pieces. So he's talking about he's out there in the wilderness, right? And as he's out there in the wilderness, he's saying he started to notice that the trees ain't had no fruit on me. He was getting scared because they ain't had no weapons in that, right? Anybody out there, y'all doing stuff out in the wilderness because you're scared? Look, I've been there. I've done that. You know, you start taking medicine, you start taking things, you know, to try to help you while you out there in the wilderness. Oh my God, it's just a touch Jay. Listen, God is all that you need. All right, so look, let me get there, right? So he's talking about how he does all that, right? And then he starts comparing it to the scripture. He starts talking about how when you are out there in the wilderness, sometimes you start panicking. And he said that he was talking about the story about how he complains sometimes. Ain't y'all out there complaining when you're going through? Because it's just too much. And he said he often starts complaining, you know, just voicing his opinion to his wife. You know, these things started making him, as he's out there in the wilderness, you know, out here in the woods, out here in the mountains, he's complaining, and it made him think about complaining to his wife, you know, because he was starting to get scared. And sometimes when he was getting scared, he would talk to his wife about these things. And, you know, he's talking about, you know, this person don't appreciate me and that person don't appreciate him. Ain't y'all out there going through that? Because I was going through that. Yeah, I go through that a lot. You know, like, dang, man, I'm out here going through it. I'm out here by myself. You know, you feel alone when you're going through stuff. You know? And you want help. And you think about all the times you helped other people. And ain't nobody helping you. This is what he's saying to his wife. You know, like, dang on. So he said, you know, and you complain to God. You tell God about it. You know? He's talking about how he was telling God about it. And it was just so much. He started telling his wife. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, you was telling your God a lot of stuff, talking to God. Then all of a sudden now, you feel like you ain't getting nowhere. So you start telling other people. You know, you just complaining while you out there in the wilderness because you were afraid. You scared. Things you're doing ain't working. You know, he was popping that Claritin, but he still was scared. This is just a touch of that, baby. I'm trying to put it out there in pieces for you. So as he's out there and he's saying that he's telling his wife, you know, what his wife says to him is, baby, he said that she lets him vent. Okay, she lets him vent and just basically say all this stuff. And then she just asks him this question. Baby, when's the last time you spent some time with God? And he said that as he's going down the steps, he's like, yeah, you know, I be spending time with God all the time. But see, sometimes what we think spending time with God is just us complaining. You know, we just put it out there peaceful. You know, God, this going on, that's going on, when it's going to stop. You know, that's what I was doing. And then y'all out there doing that. Like, literally, in November, I can't eat. I lose weight. All this stuff is happening. I already told you all the pieces. Now it's like freaking damn near April. I'm like, God, like, what? You know, look, are you healing me or not? What's going on? I thought you said you was going to heal me. You was going to restore all my pieces. You know, everything's going to be okay. Even though I know healing is a process. I'm like, look, man, I'm in this hotel. I'm going to pay for this hotel. I'm struggling. I ain't making them thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands like I was doing before. You know, out there traveling the world, working. You know, now my pieces, they're a little restricted. Any of y'all out there, you just tired of, because we in Corona out here, right? I'm in the Corona with y'all. You know, you tired. You done lost your job like me. You know, you might have some health issues like me. You know, you might have lost some loved ones like me. You know, you go out here, you going through it. You like, look, you want somebody to help you get through it. You complaining. Sometimes we complain to God instead of spending time with him. So the wife asked him, you know, you been spending time with God? And he like, yeah, you know, I've been spending time. But like I said, sometimes we think that time that we spend is time, but it's not. It's just us complaining. Any of y'all out there going through that? So what he said was, it made him think about the scripture. So let me get to the scripture. Oh my God, yo, this is just touching. I got to drop a dime on y'all. So thorough and so wise. So he said he gets to the scripture, and the scripture that he gets to is Samuel, right? So he's talking about 1 Samuel 1 through 6. So 1 Samuel 1 through 6 just basically talks about, you got to read it. I'm sorry, 1 Samuel 30, 1 through 6, okay? So it's David. David reaches Ziklag, okay? He reaches Ziklag with his men, all right? On the third day. Okay, we get ready to approach Easter. But he, you know, that's just a shout out to y'all who know what, you know, happens on the third day or Easter. Oh my gosh. But look, he reaches, right? Ziklag. Okay. And he sees that it had been attacked and it was all burnt up, right? Now he got his men with him. You know, all the men and women had been taken captive. All right. Old and young. They ain't killed none of them, but they took them, right? So David, and he was out there with his men, and you know, I'm talking about, they took the daughters, the wives, everything. So the dudes that he's with, you know, they basically mad at him. You know, they like, wait a minute, what's going on? They ready to go ahead, okay, and do what it is that they do to him. All right. They were really bitter. They were talking about stoning David, you know, like ready to like knock this dude's head off. Okay, because look, man, they had to blame somebody. This is just a touch of J. You know, any of y'all out there blaming people when y'all going through? You find out all chaos. Everything has broken loose. You out there just blaming people. You complaining to God and everything. Well, basically, that's what they was doing. They was crying, weeping. I'm talking about crying hard. They were done. They was messed up. They were completely distressed. Okay, now David was distressed too. He was messed up. But this is what he says. This is what the pastor says that had me thinking. All right. And y'all know what happens when I start thinking. Oh my gosh. I said, I got to drop a dime on him. So what happened is that David, after everybody was going ahead and get ready to stone him and all this, and they mad at him because now they done got where they, you know, where David done took him at, and everybody messed up. You know, everybody jacked up. All they wives and they, everybody's gone. They ready to blame him. He was so scared and he was so upset that what he did was he sought the Lord. Right? He found strength in God. This is just a touch of it, baby. Remember I told y'all that the pastor, he was out there complaining and all that. He thought he was talking to God, you know, finding strength in God, but he really wasn't. He was just complaining. And the wife had told him, you know, when's the last time, you know, you spent time with God? Sometimes I told y'all, we think we complaining. We think we out here spending time with God, but we complaining. We got to get into the power of his presence. Okay. And we got into the power of God's presence. God started showing them the purpose. The word of the week is purpose. Okay, now look, This is just a touch of Jay. I'm trying to put this out there peace for y'all. Okay, so look. So, God had been telling me it's purpose. So I'm like, oh my gosh. It's starting to add up, right? Okay, as I'm watching the pastor. I'm like, oh my gosh. So he got into his purpose when he starts spending time with God. Oh my gosh, I feel the anointing all over me right now. Oh my gosh, I got to drop a dime on y'all. I got a word to tell y'all. I got a story to tell like Biggie, so follow me. So all week, I'm like, okay, purpose. So David got into his purpose because he got into the presence of God. And now the pastor's talking about how he knows that he needs to get in the presence of God because he has to walk according to his purpose. So he starts talking about what he has. What he has. You know? What his purpose is. To encourage others. He's sitting up here talking about how he wants to be encouraged. And all he has to do is encourage others. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like literally, you out in the wilderness, right? Let me recap real quick, okay? Just in case I lost you on some of them pieces. You out in the wilderness, you know, you get a little afraid. You start complaining. You know, because things that you're trying to do ain't working. Manipulation, all these things you try to do to get the pieces in order, they don't work, right? And then all of a sudden, you start complaining to other people because you don't complain to God. You know, and then somebody checks you real quick, you know, and makes you check yourself and you realize, dang, I've been complaining. I ain't really spending no time with God. But then you start spending time with God and then God shows you how to handle these things because you get into the power of his presence, his purpose. Any of y'all out there going through that? Look, I was going through that. All right. So look, now let's talk about me. So as God is bringing this to me, I'm like, dang on, I was out here doing that too. That's what you mean, God? Get into the power of your presence. Because I thought that I was really kind of like reading my word. I thought that I was really trusting God, but I was falling apart in my pieces. Like when they told me about that kidney thing, y'all, I couldn't even go ahead and record y'all no podcast. I was messed up, but that was my purpose. And the enemy does everything he can to mess up your belief system so you don't do what you have to do that it is that you do, baby. And that is, you know, get into your purpose. Huh? Yeah. You out here, you start focusing on what it is that you think is going on. But God already got them pieces, right? So look, this is what I learned. I was focusing on everything. I was like, this person ain't doing this. That person ain't doing that. Nobody's here for me. This is really hard. I don't know how I'm going to get through this and all this other stuff. And y'all out there doing it too. Because it's just touch it. And in me doing all that, I wasn't in my purpose. My purpose is to encourage people. To tell them, it's going to be okay. I got through this. Trust God. All these things. Right? So when you have it, all you have to do is give what you have. Okay, so look, let me give you another little scripture. Let me put it out here in pieces for you. All right? So, it's purpose, right? Okay? I had to realize that the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. All right? Now look, that's Psalms 23, right? Here we go. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He restores my soul. He leads me on the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because I know that God is with me. He's my rod and my staff and my comfort. Ooh. He prepares a table for me in the presence of my enemy. Anoints my head with oil so my cup can run over. It says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So if I get into the power of his presence and I really know this and I really believe this, it's all about the seed that I'm basically showing because God got it all together. He got all them pieces. I shall not want. Remember I told you that the guy was talking about the trees had no fruit? Sometimes we out in the wilderness and it's all about not having fruit. Yeah, we out here, we start complaining about things that's going on. But are we putting it out there in pieces for people? You will know a tree by its fruit. 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 You reap what you sow. If you plant a seed, this is just touch deep, baby. If you plant a seed, you'll reap what you sow. All right. I wasn't planting no seeds. Thought I was planting seeds. I was doing a little encouragement, but I was falling apart in my pieces. So how can I plant the correct seeds? Some of y'all out there are doing the same thing. We're so busy focusing on the issue that we're not planting seeds. Seeds that grow. Fruit. All right. Look, we become weary and well-doing, and we're not walking according to our purpose. Galatians 6:9 says, let us not become weary and well-doing. For at the present time, we'll reap a harvest if we don't give up. What happens? You sow the seed, you reap a harvest. But if we're so busy out there complaining and not being in the presence of God, we won't understand that we're so busy complaining that we're not sowing the seed that God wants us to sow, to sow. Okay, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. I got to let this little light on the inside of me shine bright like a diamond. But if I'm so busy being distracted by everything that's going on, getting scared while I'm out in the wilderness, I can't let it shine. I can't sow the seed. I'm not in my purpose. So when God kept bringing me purpose, 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 I said today, oh my gosh, not in my purpose. I'm not in my purpose like I need to be in my purpose. Some of y'all out there like that too. And you might be like, Jay, well, how do I get to my purpose? How do I stop falling apart in these seeds? How do I start getting all, you know, stop being all messed up, being all jacked up? Hell, how do I do it? Because I'm falling apart with some of these seeds. I'm not sowing them. I'm not doing what it is that I'm supposed to do. What it is that I do, that I do, that I do, baby. I'm getting lost up in it. I'm complaining. You say, you know, Jay, what do I do? Because I think I'm out here trying to, you know, spend time with God. And I thought I was doing this and doing that. I thought I was too. Right? So let me show you. Right? You got to keep sowing to others. Right? That's what I learned. That's my call. I have what I need. The seed. I can't give up. You can't give up. You want to know why? Because blessings are coming, right? The attack comes more when you're closer to victory, right? Sometimes, though, the attack is sent to you, right, to get you in God's presence. Oh, my gosh, it's just touched your baby. Right now, I'm in the presence a little bit more. The pastor got in the presence a little bit more. When David had arrived out there and everything was going and they was talking about stoning him, they was ready to knock his head off and put him out there in pieces for him. He got into God's presence, right? Okay? Because of the storm, the things that we're going through, they get us more into God's presence. They lead us to our purpose. What you have to do is get into God's presence. That's how you will get his present. Everlasting life. Okay? You just can't become weary and well-doing. For at the proper time, you'll reap a harvest. Okay? You will. Right. You want to know why? Because Romans 8:28. No, God was giving me this whole time I was going through this. This is another scripture he kept giving to me. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things, right, of God work for us according to his purpose. Those that love him, they work together according to his purpose. Because many are called and few are chosen. And when you're chosen, you one of them. You one of them. You one of the ones that believe like me. But all things are going to work together when you just get into his purpose. Sometimes it gets rough. Sometimes he allows these rough things to happen because we're not into his purpose. And you know what we do? We go ahead, we get into the purpose. And then God starts showing us what's going on. Okay? And then we have seeds that are produced. And then we sow these seeds. So basically, you have everything. Right? You have everything. My purpose is to encourage others more. Right? When you encourage others more, when I encourage people, what am I going to get back? Encouragement. When I sow love, what am I going to get back? Love. When I help people, what am I going to get back? People helping me. Look, let me share my testimony with you. I told y'all, I'm in the hotel. I got to be transparent.
right? $150-something a day. You might be like, well, Jay, you can get a different hotel. I can't, because I have to cook on the stove and I have to be in a certain type of environment. But God been taking care of all them pieces. All them pieces. Making sure that I eat. Making sure I got over $800 in just for food. Making sure that, you know, people are sowing to me. I told y'all. When somebody called me up and was like, God told me to give you this. You know, what's your cash at? She sent me $600. Huh? Wait a minute. Hold on. What's going on? Why you sent me that? God said, I got to be obedient. I got to get this to you. Another person, here's $400. Another person, here's $200. Okay? My parents, they just went ahead and they just paid $499 just to make sure that the house got checked, the air samples. And because they paid that, I was able to know that it was $1,700 mold spores just in my bedroom alone, and that's what was making me sick. Because you will reap a harvest if you don't quit. Because I'm out here sowing to others, God allowed people to sow to me. Because I started to get into the power of his presence. But sometimes we get off, just like me, and we start to focus on the things that we shouldn't focus on. And I'm just trying to put this out there in pieces for you. All I'm trying to say is, because somebody out there, you need this. Sometimes, right, we have things that we go through. And we start looking at all the pieces, right? And then we start to lose our way. And then sometimes God allows things to happen, situations, just so that we will get back into the power of his presence. So that we're not complaining, so that he can lead us along the way, and we will get into our purpose that way. And this is just a touch of day. That's all I'm trying to do is tell you. If you're out there and you're struggling, you're a little lost, and you're a little wobbly, and you're a little off like me, like the pastor, like David, all you have to do is get into the power of his presence. All you have to do is be what you need. That's the second thing. Be what you need. If you need love, give love. It's going to be given back to you. God is not a man. He's not going to lie. You will reap what you sow, good and bad. Okay? This is just a touch of day. I'm trying to help you along the way. I'm trying to put it out there in pieces for you. All right? What else does it say about reaping and sowing? 2 Corinthians 9:6, right? The point is this: whosoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whosoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. What else does it say? Luke 6:38, give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put in your lap. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. So when you go to God and you really be transparent, you like, God, look, I'm out here lost. I don't know what's going on, but you're not complaining. I want you to restore me. I want you to help me. That's what he's going to do. Remember, David, he was crying, but he found refuge in God. Remember, the pastor was complaining. And his wife said, when's the last time you spent some time with God? He said, you know, he wasn't really spending time. He's complaining. And me, I started to look at all the pieces to my puzzle. And I didn't realize that all I had to do was really, really, really start to give what I needed. And it was given back to me. So look, this is just a touch of day, baby. All of that is about your purpose. I learned what my purpose was. I knew my purpose was to encourage, but no. Now I really know. I got to give what I have. And then God gives me what I need. That's my purpose. What's your purpose? What are you struggling with? What you got going on? This is just pieces for you, baby. That's it. I got to go ahead and I got to make my steak for breakfast. Yeah, I'm having steak for breakfast. I'll probably have a little zucchini. Drink a little pomegranate juice. But I had to come on here and I had to tell you all about purpose. Purpose. All things work together for the good of those who are called according to God's purpose. It's going to work out. Everything's going to be okay. Watch, I'm going to come out of this. My hair is going to come back. My weight's going to come back. I'm going to be making love in V's kitchen for y'all again. I'm going to be showing y'all stuff because that's my purpose. Sometimes you have to go through things so God can show you your purpose. But you got to remember, you have everything that you need. Everything. Man, you got it already. Okay? Check on yourself. What's on the inside of you? Go to God and really start talking to him. Be transparent. Show him. Tell him. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm out here and I'm lost. I need you to help me. And he will. Because it's already on the inside of you. He's already giving you everything that you need. You just can't be afraid to put it out there in pieces for him, baby. So he can have you shining bright like a diamond. Okay? So I learned what my purpose was. Like, I really, like, know now. Because I was struggling with it a little bit. Like, you know, I don't know. Am I supposed to be putting it out there in pieces for him? I know it's just such day and that's what I do. But now I know. You reap what you sow. And my destiny, my purpose is to put it out there in pieces for you. And you got to figure out what yours is too. What is the enemy fighting you with? What is the devil saying the enemy up against you with? What areas are so hard in your life? Every time you try to go ahead and do it, is it your marriage? Huh? Is it your relationship? Is it your friendships? Is it your job? Is your relationship with your children? Generational curses. What is it that you're fighting with that's up against you? I'm pretty sure it has something to do with your purpose. If you run away from those things, if you don't deal with those things because they're hard for you, then you're not doing what it is that you're supposed to do. And then God sometimes, like I say, he has to maneuver things so you can get into your purpose. You have what you need. You have to put it out there in pieces for him, baby. And it's just touch day, baby. That's it. I got nothing else for y'all. But it's about purpose, okay? Get into your purpose. Get into the power of God, the presence of him. And he's going to put it all out there in pieces for you. So look, how do y'all want me to end this? Huh? Y'all want me to give you my Janet Jackson and my very white voice? Okay, let me see. You ready? Who is this? That was kind of whack. Okay, let me try it again. You ready? Who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? What is this? What is this? This is just a touch of J. Y'all like it when I do what I did? Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. This is just a touch of J. Remember that. Everything else is God. Yeah. I had to learn how to put it out there in pieces for you. Less of me, more of him. And that might be what's going on with you. Yeah. Yeah, it might be what's going on with you. You need to do less of you and more of him. So look, what's the first thing I tell y'all when I'm skating all over to the left, to the left, to the left? You know, get ready, shine bright like a diamond and exit up out of this thing. Don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thorough and wise. No, don't do it. Okay, look. Hello? Is there somebody out there trying to make me feel like I ain't thorough and wise? Am I trying to make myself feel like that? You need to open up that door like that and say, no. Don't let it happen. Okay, please don't. No, you can't do that. Okay, you want to know why you can't do that? Because then you won't be out there shining on them when they hating it, baby. No, you got to let that light on the inside of you shine. What I tell you, this little light of mine. My voice is a little jacked up today because it's pollen is high. Pray for me. But this little light of mine, right, I'm going to let it shine. You got to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. You have to, so that everybody can see it. See God's light on the inside of you. You have to shine bright like a diamond. Yeah. Shout out to you, Rihanna girl, if you listening. Shine bright like a diamond. You got to shine, right? You have to. Because the world needs love,
right? So you got to let that light on the inside of you shine. You got to give what you have on the inside of you. Put it out there in pieces for them. You got love on the inside of you. Give love. You got hope on the inside of you. Give hope. You got encouragement on the inside of you. Give encouragement. Those same things are going to be given back to you. Right? I'm just wrapping it up for y'all. That's the recap of it. You have what you need. Get into the power and presence of God. God's going to show you. You're going to be walking and called according to your purpose. He's going to bless you because he already tells you in that Psalms 23. He lets you know. You know, he lets you know in Psalms 23. Okay. What does he tell you? The Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. That means you ain't going to want. He tells you he's going to restore your soul. Lead you on the path of righteousness. You ain't going to have to worry about nothing when you get into his presence. Don't got to be all holier than thou. You don't. You just got to just try. You got to see what's going on. He's going to lead you. And I'm speaking to you as I'm speaking to myself, okay, baby? Because we all fall apart sometimes in these pieces. Something can happen tomorrow. I'll be like, oh, God, just told him I got to be straight. But you just got to get yourself back together again. Get back on track. Ask God to help you. And that's it. That's all this was about. It was just about purpose. I learned what my purpose was. And if you get into the power of your presence and give what you already have, you'll go ahead and you'll figure out your purpose too. All right, so today's word was purpose. Make sure y'all check out the songs that's coming up next. Got other stuff coming to y'all too. Think I'm going to drop a gospel joint on y'all. Yeah, I don't know what, but just wait, okay? Because this is just a touch of J. Make sure y'all keep listening. Because y'all know I got to put it out there in pieces for you, baby. All right, y'all keep me in prayer because I'm coming up out of this thing, okay? Keep me in prayer. Okay? Just keep me in it. That's it. All right? And I'll be back when I tell y'all when I got something else to say. Ah! When I got something else to say. Yeah! When I got something else to say. And shout out to everybody that's been here for me. Yeah. Because y'all are the instruments that God's using. You know? Y'all, he's putting it out there in pieces for y'all so y'all can give it to me. So shout out to you for being obedient and for helping me, you know? Seriously, thank you so much, Samada. Thank you so much to all my lady friends sending me Bibles and, you know, paying for my hotel stays and just everything. Just shout out to y'all for y'all's encouragement. Like, you know, just talking to me. Girl, shout out to you. Shout out to all my guys that's out there. Craig, Terrence, that talk to me. You know, when I'm going through and stuff like that, just give me that encouragement, man. You know, calling me up, praying with me. First thing in the morning, telling me that God put me on your heart. Everybody that's inboxing me. Everybody that's DMing me. Everybody that's sending me little things about helping my kidneys be better. Shout out to my mom. Shout out to my daughters. Shout out to everybody. People out in Whole Foods that are keeping my meat for me when I gotta go pick up my meat. Like, yo, God be blessing me, y'all. Seriously. Got a free car wash the other day. Just like, yo, when you step into the power of his presence, man, and you give what it is that you need, he will supply all your needs. All right? So look, let me get here. Because y'all know I go over here and I start giving y'all that goodness. You know, I don't know how to stop. Because it's just touch there, baby. I just wanted to put it out there in pieces for you. But look, like I said, I'm going to be back when I got something else to say. All right? I love my babies. All right? Bye-bye. Hey, y'all. Did y'all think I forgot to pray for y'all? No. I can never do that. This is just a touch of J, baby. Y'all know I got to put it out there in pieces for you, right? So listen, bow y'all head, close y'all eyes. Let me go ahead and drop a dime on you, okay? Look, dear Heavenly Father, I come to you right now, and I ask for you to please allow your word that I just put out there in pieces for them to be able to resonate
inside each and every one of the individuals that heard it. Restore their soul, Lord God. Allow them to see what it is that you're trying to show them through this message. Allow them to see that they have everything that they need on the inside of them and that you'll be there for them, okay? Yo, God's going to be there for you. He loves you, all right? He's going to restore you. He's going to help you, all right? In Jesus' name, I pray. Just don't be afraid, all right? We love you, God. Thank you for waking us up. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for just allowing me to go ahead and put your word out there in pieces for them. Just thank you. Restore them. Give them peace and everything that it is that they need, that comfort as they're walking through life. In Jesus' name, I pray. I love you guys. Amen. Y'all hear that? This is just a touch of your baby coming at you, putting it all out there in peace. I just had to drop a bomb on life flex. Oh my gosh, just that work, baby. And baby, you know you're fine, right? Fine, right? Hey y'all, this is just a touch of J, and I'm coming at you, making love in V's kitchen. Y'all hear that? Oh my gosh. You better download that Just a Touch of J app.
Jesus is Lord.